show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Robbie Benson is an American actor, singer, and composer, best known as the voice of Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
Well, look at me.
Oh, you must help her to see past all that.
I don't know how.
Get ready for a tale as old as time.
You must control your temper. Here she is.
Robbie Benson joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
We're so excited to chat to this guy. Robbie, good morning. Welcome to Australian radio, sir. It's great to have you on.
It's great to be on. Thank you very much.
It's so fantastic to talk to you from one of the classics, which was Beauty and the Beast. It's a classic that stuck around for years gone by. But doing the voiceover for that work, I'm sure it would have been very different to how voiceovers happen today. Did you actually go into studio and act it out?
Yes. You go into this beautiful studio at Disney, and there's one microphone. You're alone at the mic, and the producers and the director are behind the glass. And it was a really good experience.
I've got a grab here of you as the Beast. I just want to play this because the Beast had, like, it's one of the things I remember from all the classic Disney movies. The Beast's voice stands out so much. Have a listen, guys.
Why did you come here?
I'm sorry.
I warned you never to come here.
I didn't mean any harm.
Do you realize what you could have done?
With a voice like that, you would have done some great rousing in your children when they were misbehaving, Robbie.
You realize what you could have done?
God, it's so good.
They're stuck crying.
It's such a big voice. Was that altered in any way by Disney, or is that your deep voice? Is that how it actually is?
Yeah, well, that's me, and I've been told the voice doesn't go with the face, so it's
not at all.
It's a very odd thing to walk around and love to sing and talk like this. And people look at you in an odd way. So it was one of the first times ever I was allowed to use the voice that I was given.
So I'm assuming you did all of the singing on Beauty and the Beast as well with all the tunes?
Yes, I got very lucky because there was no songs for the Beast when I was hired.
Oh.
And Paige O'Hare, who plays Belle, knew me from my Broadway work and told these guys, they went, you know, Robbie sings. He's just in the show singing. As a matter, I met my wife on Broadway in Pirates of Penzance. And so they immediately wrote a duet for us.
Wow.
You know, this song called Something There. So, you know, it was pretty cool.
Very incredible. Cool. So on with Robbie Benson, obviously you had a very distinguished career, like you said, on the stage and in front of the camera, but you've also done a lot behind the camera. You directed 6 episodes of a little TV show called Friends that people may have heard of. That would have been an incredible experience. What episodes did you work on?
I worked in the first 3 years I did work for them. But in the first 3 years, there was some of my favorite shows. There's one called The One with All the Jealousy, which is a really fun show. It was a good job with really good people.
That's great.
It would have been so great to be part of that. And you've also got some new music coming out too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my wife and I, during this quarantine, you know, we've always worked together and we've always written music together and we've tried to sell a lot of songs. And we've done well. I mean, we have the song in the Breakfast Club where all the kids dance in the library.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote that. She sings it beautifully.
That's so cool.
Carla DeVito. I don't know if you know who Carla DeVito is.
Yes,
yes. She's the girl behind the loaf in Meatloaf. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
Yeah. Oh, it's cold in love. Could you just pass on my apologies to your beautiful wife, because I have murdered that song at karaoke more than once. So,
you don't ever have to apologize to Carla. That's the coolest thing about Carla. Carla is one of the greatest human beings you'd ever want to meet. you would just adore her.
How long have you been married for?
It's almost 40 years now.
Congratulations.
I love that you're talking about her 40 years down the line the way you do. That's so beautiful.
Well, you snagged the girl from behind Meatloaf, like you said, and she snagged the beast. So it's a beauty made in heaven. You guys are just wonderful. Robbie Benson, who was the beast in Beauty and the Beast. That's why we wanted to chat to you. But done so much in your distinguished career. Robbie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you both. The Hit Breakfast Show.